Section 9. Sharing the road. You must always share the road with other users. Everybody has a right to the roadway. Remember to be courteous and civil to each other. Crashes can be avoided by identifying and sharing the road with other users. The following are other roadway users that you may encounter on the roadway and will have to share the road with. Pedestrians. Children. Blind pedestrians. Joggers. Recreational, skaters, skateboarders, etc. As soon as you step out of your vehicle, you become a pedestrian. As a pedestrian, you should know your rights and responsibilities. As a driver, you should know the law when pedestrians are around. Always recognize that pedestrians are especially defenseless. They do not have the same protection that you do. Courtesy and cooperation will greatly enhance pedestrian safety. As a pedestrian, you are subject to pedestrian traffic laws and have the same responsibilities to obey traffic laws as do motorists. You must walk where there is a sidewalk. If there is no sidewalk, you should walk on the left side of the street facing the oncoming traffic. At night, you should carry a flashlight. Wear light-colored clothing and reflective material so motorists can see you easily. When you are facing a walk signal or a green light, you have the right of way. Make sure all drivers see you and stop for you before crossing the road. Do not cross the street when you are facing a don't walk signal or a red or yellow light, but if the flashing don't walk signal appears when you are crossing the street, you may finish crossing the street. You should establish eye contact with drivers who slow down or stop to ensure the driver is yielding the right of way to you. Do not assume the driver will stop for you. Pedestrians are difficult to see and it is difficult to determine their intentions. As a driver, you must yield to pedestrians always. Even if they are not in a crosswalk and crossing the street where they should not be, also known as jaywalking, you must stop for them. You must yield when a pedestrian is in a crosswalk. Crosswalks exist at all intersections where a sidewalk meets the street. Not all crosswalks have markings. Mid-block crosswalks require you to yield as you would at a corner. Mid-block crossings have warning signs and pavement markings. You must always yield the right of way to persons who are visually impaired. When a pedestrian is crossing a street guided by a dog or carrying a white cane, you must come to a complete stop. Even when you are facing a green light, you must yield the right of way to all pedestrians in the intersection. You can only assume right of way when your intended path is clear. When preparing to make a left turn or U-turn, check for pedestrians in your path even if you have a green arrow. As you prepare for a right turn, especially on a red traffic signal, be cautious of pedestrians approaching on your right. When approaching a stopped vehicle from behind, slow down and do not pass until you are sure that there are no pedestrians crossing in front of it. This is true even on multi-lane roads. Always check for pedestrians in your path before backing, especially in shopping centers or places where there are many pedestrians. Be careful in school, playground and residential areas where children could run out from between parked vehicles. It is a good idea to drive slower than the speed limit in these areas and be prepared to stop quickly. In a school zone when lights are flashing or children are present, you must obey a slower speed limit. At a school crossing where there is traffic patrol, stop and yield if you are signaled to do so. Bicyclists. Bicyclists are considered vehicles when used on roadways. They are expected to follow the same rules of the road as motorized vehicles. As a motorist, you should know that a bicyclist has the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as you. Respect for each other will aid in the smooth flow of traffic. Bicyclists may not be easily seen in traffic. You must be alert for bicyclists and be extra careful when approaching them. Just as motorists have different levels of skill, bicyclists also have varying levels of skills. A skillful bicyclist rides predictably and holds a steady line. An unskillful bicyclist may swerve unpredictably, ignore traffic signs and signals, and ride without a light at night. If you see an unskillful bicyclist, be ready for any sudden movements. As a bicyclist, you are required to ride on the right side of the roadway. You must obey all traffic signs and signals and use hand signals to let others know what you plan to do. You are allowed to utilize the complete lane if an obstacle and/or hazard presently exists, such as road debris, cracks, parked vehicles, or something that may impede your riding path. You may use the middle and left side of the roadway if you are going straight through an intersection or making a left-hand turn. You are allowed to ride two abreast or two wide in a lane. Doing this creates a tight vehicular density so that cars may pass you more efficiently, as well as help you define your space as a vehicle for surrounding road users. There are instances where it could also be beneficial to ride single file. A bicyclist must determine this based on the situation. Under the dead red law, if you reach an intersection and the traffic signal will not respond to your bicycle, after waiting what you determine is a reasonable amount of time, you may cross the intersection. This action, when performed, is done with understanding that the bicyclist will not impede cross traffic or cause an accident. Wear brightly colored clothing and reflectors. Use of a headlight at dusk is required, but a taillight is highly recommended to give you further visibility. Always keep your bicycle in good repair, and use good judgment during any situation to assure the best option is being performed. As a driver, you must yield to bicyclists in intersections as you would for pedestrians and other vehicles. You must yield the right of way to a bicyclist when a bicycle path or bike lane intersects a road. Do not stop, park, or drive on a designated bicycle path or lane unless you are entering or leaving an alley or driveway, performing official duties, directed by a police officer, or an emergency situation exists. When approaching or passing a bicyclist, slow down and allow as much space as possible and consider a bicyclist's speed when you pass. If you are about to make a right turn, you must not pass a bicyclist immediately before the turn. To avoid a collision, you should slow down and let the cyclist clear the intersection before making your turn. Be careful after you have passed a bicyclist. Do not slow down or stop quickly. A motor vehicle's brakes are more powerful than a bicycle's, and you could cause a crash. Do not sound your horn close to bicyclists unless there is a chance of a collision. Sounding your horn to alert your presence may startle them and cause them to steer into your path and crash. When making turns, watch carefully for bicyclists entering your lane. Be especially careful if you see children riding bikes on the sidewalk. They may come onto the road. Never turn sharply in front of a bicyclist, and do not force a bicyclist off the road. Although bicyclists are required to ride in the direction of traffic, you should look for them riding anywhere on the roadway. Be particularly careful around bicyclists when the roadway is wet or covered with sand or gravel. Like motor vehicles, bicycles cannot brake as quickly or turn as sharply under these conditions. These conditions affect bicycles much more than vehicles. Cooperate with bicyclists. They are required to use hand signals, as shown, when turning and stopping. However, keep in mind that a bicyclist may be unable to signal if road or traffic conditions require them to keep both hands on the handlebars. Look for other clues of a bicyclist's intent, like turning their head or looking over their shoulder before changing lane position. When parked on the street or parallel parking a vehicle, check to the sides and rear for bicyclists before you open your vehicle door, and always use caution in exiting the vehicle by looking around for other oncoming vehicles. The Dutch reach method can be performed to safely help you achieve exiting your vehicle. It entails that the motorist uses their right hand to pull the handle to open the door, which will inherently turn your body to provide better visibility of traffic approaching from the rear. This method will help you avoid unnecessary collisions with your door and vehicles of all sorts. You should check for bicyclists in your path before backing. Be especially cautious near schools or residential areas where bicyclists may be present. Roads are designed to accommodate many modes of transportation and types of road users. The better we understand and prepare ourselves on how to interact with each other, the safer we will all be. There are several designations to denote upon bicyclists and other road users that may specify the type of road you might encounter more bicycle traffic on. Sharrows are road markers on the pavement that provide a recommendation of where in a lane a bicyclist should ride to flow easiest with other traffic. Designated by a bicycle with two chevron arrows pointing above it, you will find sharrows on roads with higher volumes of traffic. Bike lanes are road markers on the pavement that provide a designated part of the roadway for bicycle traffic to use. This does not preclude the bicyclist from exiting such a lane to proceed straight through an intersection and avoid a collision, as well as to make a left-hand turn. Bike lanes can be designated using solid white lines, and are commonly found towards the right side of the roadway. Bike ways or bike routes are roads with lower traffic volumes that are recommended for use by bicycles because of the lower potential for collisions and greater ease of use. These roads are commonly side roads and neighborhood roads. Motorcycles, scooters, and mopeds. Motorcyclists, scooters, mopeds have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers. However, it is more difficult to see them, and it is more difficult to determine what they will do. There are special situations and conditions we need to be aware of so we can safely share the road with motorcycles, scooters, mopeds. Motorcycle, scooter, moped operators have the right to use a complete traffic lane, and two motorcycles, scooters, mopeds may share a lane. Do not pass a motorcycle, scooter, moped in the same lane. The motorcycle, scooter, moped needs space to react to other traffic. Motorcycles, scooters, mopeds are small and, therefore, more difficult to see. Their size also allows them to duck easily into your blind spot. Therefore, always make a visual check for motorcycles, scooters, mopeds by checking mirrors and blind spots by turning your head and looking before entering or leaving a lane of traffic and at intersections. Motorized bicycle or moped means every device having two tandem wheels or three wheels, which may be propelled by either human power or helper motor, or by both, and has 1. A motor which produces not more than 3.5 brake horsepower. 2. A cylinder capacity of not more than 130 cubic centimeters. 3. An automatic transmission, and 4. The capability of a maximum design speed of no more than 30 miles per hour. Approximately one half of all motorcycle, scooter, moped crashes involve another motor vehicle. Nearly 40% were caused by the other vehicle turning left in front of the motorcyclist, scooter, moped. Motorcycles, scooters, mopeds have a much smaller profile than motor vehicles, which can make it more difficult to judge the speed and distance as they approach. Before turning left, be alert for motorcycles, scooters, mopeds by looking carefully to the front and sides of your vehicle. Do not assume a motorcycle, scooter, moped is turning when you see its turn signal flashing. Motorcycle, scooter, moped turn signals may not self-cancel, and the motorcyclist, scooter, moped may have forgotten to turn them off. Do not pull out in front of a motorcycle, scooter, moped until you see that it is beginning to turn. Keep in mind that motorcycles, scooters, mopeds may not have turn signals, so it is important to leave enough space for the motorcyclist, scooter, moped to maneuver. Always signal your intentions before changing lanes or merging with traffic. This allows the motorcyclist, scooter, moped to anticipate traffic flow and find a safe lane position. Obstacles and road conditions that may be minor to a motorist can be deadly to a motorcyclist, scooter, moped. Be prepared for them to make sudden changes in lanes or speed as they attempt to avoid a hazard on the road, such as potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, and grooved pavement. Allow room for the motorcyclists, scooters, mopeds to maneuver. When following a motorcyclist, scooter, moped, allow for a 3 to 4 second following distance or more in wet conditions, or you may not have enough time or space to avoid a crash. Motorcycles, scooters, mopeds can stop quickly, and following too closely endangers your life and that of the motorcyclist. Always dim your headlights when approaching a motorcycle, scooter, moped. Because of their vulnerability, the blinding effect of your high beams can be far more dangerous to them than to drivers of motor vehicles. When a motorcycle, scooter, moped is passing your vehicle, you should maintain your lane position and speed. Allow the motorcyclist, scooter, moped to complete the maneuver and assume proper lane position as quickly as possible. Never speed up or interfere with their ability to pass safely. Keep in mind that scooters and mopeds travel at much lower speeds than motorcycles. Emergency vehicles. Drivers of emergency vehicles must drive with regard for the safety of other roadway users, but they may, under emergency conditions, be exempt from traffic control laws, such as parking in places where you cannot do so, going through a red light or stop sign after slowing down, driving faster than the posted speed limit, and disregarding rules covering direction of movement or turning. Certain vehicles have sirens and flashing lights which assist in moving quickly through traffic to answer emergency calls. Emergency vehicles include fire department equipment, police vehicles, ambulances, and specialty equipped vehicles, for example, blood delivery vehicles, river rescue vehicles, hazmat response, etc. As a driver, when you hear a siren or see a vehicle approaching with flashing lights, pull over to the curb or edge of the road and stop. Position yourself parallel and as near to the curb as possible. On one-way streets, drive toward the road edge nearest you. Always keep intersections clear. After the emergency vehicle passes, carefully look behind you for other vehicles, and when it is safe to do so, return to the roadway. You must stay at least 500 feet away from the emergency vehicle. If an emergency vehicle is leaving or returning to its garage and the emergency lights are still flashing, you must stop until the emergency vehicle is safely out of your path. During an emergency situation, you must obey the direction of law enforcement or emergency services personnel on the scene. Police, traffic stops. If you are pulled over by law enforcement, move to the right side of the roadway and position your vehicle as far out of the way of traffic as possible, where it is safe for both you and the police officer. Turn off your engine, radio, CD player, or any other device that might interfere with communicating with the officer. Turn on your hazard flashers and, if at night, your interior lights to help the officer see that everything is in order inside the vehicle. Roll down your window so that you and the officer can communicate. Remain calm and keep your safety belt fastened. Ask your passenger to do so as well. Keep your hands on the steering wheel and limit movements so the officer does not think you are hiding or searching for something. When requested, locate and provide your driver's license, proof of insurance, and/or vehicle registration. If the officer asks you for these documents, tell the officer where they are located and reach for them slowly with one hand on the wheel. Answer the officer's questions fully and clearly. Remain in the vehicle unless requested to get out. Never run from law enforcement. It is very dangerous, and many fatal crashes occur from police chases. The consequences of running from law enforcement are more severe than the initial traffic citation. Move over laws. State law requires drivers approaching a stationary emergency vehicle displaying flashing lights, including towing and recovery vehicles, traveling in the same direction, to vacate the lane closest if safe and possible to do so, or slow to a speed safe for road, weather, and traffic conditions. Interacting with commercial vehicles. Over 250,000 crashes occur between cars and commercial vehicles each year. In more than 70% of all fatal crashes involving cars and commercial vehicles, police report that the car driver contributed to the cause of the crash. Commercial vehicles are very different from cars. Many of these crashes could be avoided by keeping these points in mind. Large vehicles are less maneuverable than a car. Large vehicles have much larger blind spots than cars, even though their drivers sit much higher than vehicle drivers sit. Because of their weight, they have longer stopping and accelerating distances and need more room to turn. The no zone. The no zone is the area around large trucks or buses where vehicles disappear from the commercial driver's view into blind spots. These blind spots are on the sides, rear, and front of the large vehicle. Side no zones. Large trucks and buses have big no zones on both sides. They are much larger than your vehicle's blind spots. Trucks have a larger blind spot on their right side, starting behind the cab and extending up to the length of the truck. If you cannot see the driver's face in the side view mirror, they cannot see you. Avoid driving alongside a large vehicle for any longer than required under any circumstances. If the driver needs to swerve or change lanes, the chances of a collision are greatly increased. Front no zones. Because of a large vehicle's size and weight, they take longer to stop than cars. A loaded truck with good tires and properly adjusted brakes, under ideal conditions, traveling at 55 miles per hour requires a minimum of 335 feet before coming to a complete stop, or greater than 1.5 times the stopping distance of a car. Therefore, it is essential not to enter a roadway in front of a large vehicle or change lanes in front of a large vehicle. When passing a large vehicle, look for the whole front of the vehicle in your rear view mirror before pulling in front and maintaining speed. Rear no zones. Unlike cars, large vehicles have huge blind spots directly behind them that extend up to 200 feet. If you are too close, the large vehicle cannot see your car, and you cannot see what is ahead of you. If the large vehicle brakes or stops suddenly, you have no place to go and could run into them. To prevent this, you need to pay close attention when following a large vehicle. Avoid following the vehicle too closely, and position your vehicle so the driver can see it in their side mirrors. When traveling up or down steep hills, large vehicles must drive slowly, approximately 35 miles per hour, and therefore use the right lane. Avoid driving in the right lane, if possible, when traveling up or down hills, as well as near truckway stations, where large vehicles will be attempting to re-enter faster-moving traffic. By avoiding the right lane in these areas, you will reduce the possibility of a crash with a large vehicle. Turning. Pay close attention to large vehicles' turn signals and give them plenty of room to maneuver. When a truck or bus needs to make a right turn, they will sometimes swing wide to the left in order to safely turn right and clear the corner of a curb or other obstruction. Sometimes space from other lanes is used to clear corners. If you try to get in between the truck or bus and the curb, you will be squeezed in between them and could suffer a serious crash. To avoid a crash, do not turn until the truck or bus has completed its turn. Keep in mind. When you meet a truck coming from the opposite direction, keep as far as possible to the right side of the roadway to avoid a side-swept crash and to reduce the wind turbulence between the two vehicles, which pushes the vehicles apart. Many collisions with large vehicles occur at intersections because motorists are unable to judge accurately the speed of a truck approaching before making a left turn. When in doubt about the speed of an oncoming truck or bus, do not turn left in its path. The truck or bus may be going faster than you think and it takes longer for them to stop than a car. Many intersections are marked with stop lines to show where you must come to a complete stop. These stop lines help to set you farther back at an intersection to give larger vehicles more turning space. Always stop behind stop lines. Do not cut off a large vehicle in traffic or on the highway to reach an exit or turn or to beat a truck into a single-lane construction zone. The few seconds that might be saved are not worth a life. Runaway ramps. On long downgrades, there may be special escape or runway ramps for large vehicles. These ramps are to be used only by large vehicles that are out of control or cannot stop because of brake failure. Never stop or park in the area of these ramps. Public transportation. Transit buses. Watch for buses that have stopped. They may block your view of pedestrians about to cross the street, or they may be about to pull into traffic. Unlike a school bus, you do not have to stop for a transit bus when they drop off or pick up people, unless you are behind them. Look for passengers boarding and exiting the bus that might cross into your path. A safety zone is a space set aside for pedestrians boarding, entering and waiting for trolleys and light rail vehicles. Do not drive through or park on tracks or in a safety zone for any reason. You may pass the zone as soon as it is safe to do so and at no faster than 10 miles per hour. When people are boarding or leaving a trolley or light rail vehicle where there is no safety zone, stop behind the nearest door or vehicle platform of the trolley or rail vehicle and wait until the people have reached a safe place. Do not overtake and pass on the left of a trolley or light rail vehicle, whether it is moving or standing, except when you are on a one-way street. When the tracks are so close to the right side of the road that you cannot pass on the right, or when a traffic officer directs you, pass on the left. Never turn in front of an approaching light rail vehicle or trolley. Let them pass before making your turn. Be aware that buildings, trees, and other objects can cause blind spots for the rail vehicle or trolley operator. Maintain a safe following distance from the rail vehicle or trolley if it shares the roadway with other users. In many cases, you may drive in the same lane as a trolley or light rail vehicle. Trains listen. Section 6. Rules of the road. Slow-moving vehicles. Be alert for slow-moving vehicles, especially in rural areas. A fluorescent or reflective orange and red triangle displayed on the rear of vehicles drawn by animals, farm equipment, or construction equipment means the vehicle is traveling less than 25 miles per hour. Use caution when approaching a slow-moving vehicle and be sure it is safe before you pass. Farm machinery. Watch for tractors, combines, and other farm equipment moving across the road and traveling on state highways in rural areas. Farm machinery can be very large and wide enough to take up more than one traffic lane. Farm machinery usually does not have turn signals, and to make a right turn, Operators of farm machinery may pull wide to the left and then turn to the right. In most cases, these vehicles will be traveling at less than 25 miles per hour. Pass with caution and remember the operator of the farm machinery cannot hear approaching vehicles. Animal-drawn vehicles. In some rural areas, you may be sharing the road with animal-drawn vehicles. They have the same rights to use the road as a motor vehicle and must follow the same rules of the road. They are subject to heavy damage and injury to the occupants if hit by a vehicle. Normal speeds for animal-drawn vehicles range between 5 and 8 miles per hour. They may be even slower when pulling large farm equipment or when crossing intersections. Another hazard to consider is restricted vision from the driver of the animal-drawn vehicle. When pulling large loads of hay or other equipment, drivers may not be able to see vehicles behind them. Therefore, you need to be extra cautious when passing animal-drawn vehicles. Pass with caution and do not use your horn or rev the engine because this may scare the horse and cause a crash. To avoid other possible collisions, you should anticipate left turns made by animal-drawn vehicles into fields and driveways. Warning signs will be posted in areas where you are likely to find animal-drawn vehicles, so be alert. Horseback riders. Horseback riders are subject to and protected by the rules of the road. They must ride single file near the right curb or road edge, or on a usable right shoulder, lane or path. Use caution when approaching a horse being ridden or led along a road. Areas where horseback riding is common will usually be marked with an advisory sign. You must drive at a reasonable speed and at a reasonable distance away from the horse. Do not sound your horn or rev your engine loudly when approaching or passing a horse. It could scare the horse and cause a crash. Driving slow-moving vehicles. If you are driving a slow-moving vehicle and you must drive so slowly that other vehicles have to reduce speed to the rear, pull to the side of the roadway when safe to do so and let the other vehicles pass. Many states have turnout areas on some two-way, single-lane roadways that must be used when you are causing vehicles to the rear to slow down significantly. Other two-way, single-lane roadways sometimes have selective passing lanes to reduce congestion to the rear of slower vehicles.